This is Crickinfo Audio.
Welcome to Crickinfo Audio. This is Amit Verma. Who would think Ryan Lara is 37 years old? The man's brimming with energy after leading West Indies to a 4-1 win in the one-day series against India. And while he's confident of taking West Indies' places, he's also level-headed about where they are right now. Here's how his press conference went at the end of the 5th One Day International at Port of Spain.
But Ryan, would you term it as the biggest win for your team in recent years?
Not really. I think that it's a great performance. We played good cricket. I think our first game against Zimbabwe maybe was, I think, the 29th of April. And we're now at the end of May. And we've won maybe 10 of 11. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I'm taking into consideration also the match that we won in New Zealand. And that, for our team, is a very, very good run. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys. But we've got bigger fish to fry. And we've got a lot of good cricket to play, a lot of competitive cricket to play. And we've got to put this behind us. You know, we've played this game knowing fully well that we had a series against Zimbabwe leading up to this, and we wanted to prepare ourselves for this particular series. But this is just like 5 days of cricket against India. We've got now 20 days of cricket, 4 test matches, and I promise you, and I'm sure the guys know that this is, that's the ultimate. The ultimate test is really, you know, the international test matches, and we are looking forward to that encounter as well. So we're gonna enjoy this, but we know how important the next month and a half is.
How emotional was it for you in your final morning action
to end that? It's a difficult situation when you know that, you know, you have aspirations to play for another year. It so happened that you just might not play international one-day cricket here. So it was nice to win, first of all, but I've had a very enjoyable time playing in Trinidad and Tobago. I still have aspirations to play a test match here. So it was good, it was momentous, it was nice to win, it was nice to see as I exit the field, you know, Bravo took over things, and you know, he's from Santa Cruz, he's from Trinidad and Tobago. Maybe that's the next one we got to look forward to in terms of, you know, locally. I've enjoyed my time, and I'm almost sure that Trinidad and Tobago, the public here, have enjoyed watching me play. That's the most important thing. They've paid their money, they've come into the cricket ground. I know they have great expectations from me, but sometimes I did not produce, sometimes I did. But most importantly, that, you know, I think we can leave, both parties can leave shaking hands and say, well, you know, you've done a good job. And I must say I appreciate the public for their support over the years. And I really would like to play one more international here. I mean, test match, I would really love to. It's not gonna happen in 2007. I don't know, but you know, I wish this is not my real end to cricket in Trinidad and Tobago.
Brian, on Friday you said that it would be better to beat India 4-1 as opposed to 3-2. What psychologically would you have gained by winning today and bouncing into the test series?
Nothing much. What we want today has to do with one-day cricket. And we won without Collymore, we won without Chandrapal, Fidel Edwards, Marlon Samuels, key players in our team. And Collymore played, sorry, but he did not actually bowl. And that is important in that aspect. I mean, we're not going to, you know, make that travel too far into the five-day game. Psychologically, we know they're done, but they are very much aware that, you know, we're starting afresh come Friday, and they know fully well their strengths, their weaknesses, and they're going to work to ensure that they play good cricket. We now have to come up and ensure that, you know, we face them full on and ensure that we play, you know, we play competitive cricket first of all. We win critical moments in the test matches. This is a true test of character. This is not who played best on the day. This is who plays best over 15 sessions of cricket. And I will take nothing much of this series into the test series. I'm going to speak to the guys and ensure that, you know, they have a different approach to the test matches. We've got, this is a different form of the game, and we've got to take it in a different fashion.
Ryan, the West Indies team played very well, but was the Indian batting overrated today? And did they miss some experience in the batting?
I mean, I've spoken to the guys, and I think that the West Indies team is a better one-day team than this Indian team. A few alterations, Sachin Tendulkar, you know, couple other players I don't know that you have going to make a big difference. I mean, Sachin Tendulkar, we know for a fact, is going to make a big difference in any series. I mean, just look at the Super Series. I think we missed him a lot. We lost everything. We lost all three one-day internationals and the Test match. I think if Sachin was there, it might have been a different story. So we understand that as well. We're just very happy that we played good cricket. And, India got to go back and to the drawing board and rearrange their whole situation. But at this present time, let's just leave it at that. We've won and we've got to move on.
Brian, what have been the gains for your team from this series? Are there too many positives to take away from the series?
It's a lot of positives. We've beaten the number three team in the world. And, we're heading to... I understand there might be something between the West Indies and India in terms of an arrangement, in America or whatever. So we might have that encounter to look after. We've also got the ICC tournament. So in terms of the one-day game, we have moved forward a bit. And we are collecting some of the teams that are above us, even though, there's a bit of disparity between the 8th place and the 7th place in terms of points. But, I think that we've beaten England quite a few times. Now we've beaten India. We've beaten Pakistan in the ICC tournament. So it's a situation where we're getting closer. Unfortunately, the points gap is going to, we're going to remain at number 8. But I think that the team is feeling very... proud of themselves and very, they work really hard. I think it all goes well for us in the future.
Ashish, you are a colossus in world cricket. The sheer number of runs, your presence, the kind of performances you have done on the team. When you say that the West Indies side is a better side than the Indians at the moment,
I mean, it all could be a different story. I mean, you saw Sehwag bat it today. I think, first of all, when you have a guy who's played over 300 one-day internationals missing, the best batsman in the world, Test and one-day internationals, you're always going to, there's always going to be something, spoke in your wheel or a major part of your team missing, and you tend to try to arrange your team accordingly, but it's almost impossible sometimes. Sachin Tendulkar is a major factor in Indian cricket. Take it or leave it, poor form sometimes, great sometimes. He is definitely, just not on the field, but off the field, I'm sure he's an inspiration. So that's one scenario. But, I'm not going to stand here and sort of decry Indian cricket. They just beaten Pakistan and England. We haven't done that. And, we are just very, very happy that we played well. We showed that we can play a team of reserves, a couple other guys, and still win. So I'm just proud of the guys, and I'm not going to take India lightly the next time we meet them. We know that they are tough opposition, and we know that they're capable of trashing us.
Brian, you spoke about playing with reserves and winning. A word on the performances by Wavell Hines and Dave Mohammad, sitting out for quite a number of matches, coming back. Wavell came back in the last match, Dave came back this match, did well. So, must be very encouraging.
Very, very encouraging. I pitched to the guys yesterday that this is a very important part to show the strength of the team. It's all right to have your best players in the park and winning, but when you know that a couple players injured and you can replace a couple players and know that your 15 or 16 players are capable of match winning performance, I think as a captain, it's interesting, first of all, because you don't know who to pick or leave out next match. But the fact of the matter is you know that you have a winning combination, whichever team you select.
Brian, congratulations. Have the Indians forgotten to win?
No, I think that just Greg has given us that fillip that we need to move on. I always thought that, I've spoken to the guys and I said to them that if we improve from our first game in Jamaica, if we improve, how could we not win? If we lose by one or two balls, people say 4 wickets, but if we lose by one ball, really, how could we lose the next game? And that's what we proved. We improved game by game. You look at a guy like Fidel Edwards, started the series ordinarily and finished. I mean, he didn't play today, but his performance on Friday was excellent. And, it's a team that's growing. I have no comment about what India is doing if they've forgotten how to win, but I know for a fact that they've played a lot of cricket. And even coming into here, Sehwag mentioned that, the guys are tired. So let's use that as the excuse. We are happy as West Indians, but let's say that the Indians are tired, and you know, come Friday you're going to see a rejuvenated team, and we got to be really on our best performance. Thank you. I'm not going to discuss World Cup cricket now. I think we're just going to move on to our next tournament, which we actually don't know what it is at the present moment. I know there is a fixed one in terms of the ICC championship in India, but we're just going to move from strength to strength. And no one rated us in the ICC tournament 2 years ago, and maybe no one's actually going to think that West Indies could win it in India. And we're just going to actually just play and get stronger and stronger and stronger. And we're going to approach each tournament and each series with that vigor and that team spirit that is necessary. My goal is to ensure that this team improves every single day that we are together.
What sort of sword do you have with Wavell Hines?
Wavell Hines is a swing bowler. You know, he can pitch the ball. He's done it before. It's not like if it's a surprise. If you check back, he's done it in a couple other matches, test matches as well. So, you know, just a situation where we did not play three out-and-out seamers, you know. Before, we played Bravo, Fidel Edwards, Jerome Taylor, or Corey Collymore. And I had the luxury of knowing what I'm going to do in the first 20 overs. So today was a bit tricky, and I thought if I can get away with a couple overs, two or three overs with Wavell Hines, it would set up that, you know, Corey Collymore could come after and ensure that, you know, we keep it tight within the first 20 overs. So actually, I was very worried after Corey Collymore twisted his ankle after the first over of the match. You know, I thought that, you know, a guy like Dhoni and Sehwag is going to launch into Wavell Hines, but he bowled well and he's experienced. That's why we have him here. He replaced a straight replacement for Chandrapal. Sheer experience. He proved it with the bat and he proved it with the ball.
I had another question, that was, how realistic were you about the chances of beating it in two straight matches?
As I said, if we improve from our first game in Jamaica, it meant that we were going to win the second game, and if we reassess situations, we're going to win the third, the fourth, and the fifth, as long as we kept improving. We knew what they had to offer after the first game, and we dissect their game, and we knew that if we played better cricket, you know, we can come up trumps, and that's exactly what, you know, what paid off for us.
Yeah, what has pleased you most about the strides and improvements that specific players have made over the course of this series?
You know, what I have enjoyed and what I've noticed about the team, and I'm not going to go into detail, is that 9 o'clock meeting before practice session, sometimes before the game, or sometimes we sit at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not there to experience that, but that is exactly where we win the game. We win the game in our team meetings, what the different things that we discuss, and we come out of that meeting feeling really, really strong and confident about our abilities.
Lovely way for the skipper to go off to more important business. We'll continue.
Yes.
More important business. You're going to drink
it.
That was Brian Lara talking to the press after the fifth one-day international against India. Even if Lara doesn't want to talk about the World Cup right now, cricket fans already have their interests focused there. You can follow all the cricketing action in the months to come on cricketinfo.com. Do visit our audio homepage at cricketinfo.com/audio. And to send feedback, write into audio@cricketinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricketinfo Audio.
This is Cricketinfo Audio.